by and say hi. But joining me, who's one also in the SDSU, is the extension entomologist, Adam Verenhorst. And Adam, well, people are coming around. You're getting some questions.
We definitely are. And our hot topic this year is gall midge and soybean.
Well, let's talk a little about that. Have we seen it up in our area, or is it just mostly down in southern?
So we've seen it in the southeast, but I've seen it as far north and west as Edmonds County so far. So it's definitely around, and one of the things that we're finding out is you don't even have to have a symptomatic field. It can be in a healthy field as well and not have any signs, and when we get out there, we can find it.
Well, what's it doing? How do you find it, and what does it do to the plant?
So the easiest way we've been finding it is on the edge of the field, you'll have discolored soybean or dying soybean. And it definitely is a leading edge type pest where you can see a definite line of where it made it in first. And then you can see some symptomatic plants as you go in. But the big thing we notice is that it's down at the base of the plant near the soil surface. And the big symptom we notice right now is that if the plants aren't dying, they break very easily. So that's going to cause you to be winds, heavier winds with rain. I think we're going to see some lodged soybean here later in the season.
Now, when you talk about the midge, the gall midge, is it a little larvae that gets in there, or does it spread a disease, or is it just basically physical?
So at this point, we think what's happening is the larvae are getting into the plant, and when they feed, they cause what we call a gall. So it's essentially a swelling at the base of the plant. And when that happens, that nutrient flow gets closed off to the rest of the plant. So that's why the plant starts to die. And also that's why it breaks at that point, because it starts to get woody due to the loss of nutrients and water. So that's part of the issue. The other thing we're noticing, and we haven't confirmed it yet, but it looks like any of these plants that are infested are also starting to show some other diseases, such as brown stem rot and also charcoal rot. So we think that what's happening is once those larvae get into the plant, they're opening the plant up to a lot of diseases, which are going to also cause some issues down the road.
Now, I know the seed treatment they put on it early, does it last that long, or doesn't it have any effect on it as well?
Well, the issue we're having right now is we don't know much about the biology of this pest, so we don't know exactly when it's getting into the fields. A lot of the fields look like maybe it was in early July to mid-July when it showed up, which is probably at the end of those efficacies or effectiveness for a seed treatment. So they're about 30, 40 days. If you planted early, chances are that seed treatment wasn't around anymore to protect the plant. Most of the fields that we look at that had seed treatments, we can still find these, so probably aren't our best bet right now.
All right, the million-dollar question, how do we get it?
That's a great question. I don't have an answer at this point. We saw it a few years ago. It didn't look like it was really a pest. It looked like it was an opportunistic insect in the plants. This year, we can actually see where it's feeding in the plant, causing those issues. So maybe something's changed. Maybe we accidentally overlooked what was already occurring, but it definitely looks different from what it did a few years ago. Nebraska had a report as early as 2011, and then it seems like this year conditions must have been perfect, or the population's built up enough that we're seeing it everywhere.
How does it overwinter? Does it stay here? Does it stay in the soil and the stem?
We have a few theories about that. We're pretty sure that it's overwintering somewhere in that previous soybean residue. So it's either overwintering as pupa or eggs in the soil. We're thinking it's probably the pupa because we see these larvae yet this time of the year. So they're probably dropping into the soil towards the end of the season. They'll come out as flies. But I think in the next year or so, we're going to learn a lot about this pest and really try to narrow down what it's doing and how it's getting into the fields. It's kind of a head scratcher though, because in some areas where we find it, there aren't previous soybeans nearby. Other fields, it's very easy to see where the previous crop that was infested was, but it's going to cause a lot of research to be done in the next couple of years to try to really get a handle on also how to manage it, because if it is a little bit early season or mid-season, it really limits our options on how we can get insecticides to it, since it is under the skin of the soybean plant.
So when it affects a field, it's usually on a side of it, right on the edge?
Yes, it starts on the edge of the field, and what it's really distinguished from a lot of the other things, because you'll see maybe the first 40 to 100 feet be affected really bad, and then it kind of has a gradient into the rest of the field. At first we thought maybe it was just at the edge of the field, but as we walked through a lot of these fields, we could find it in the very center as well. So definitely something that's going to be something that needs to be monitored. Unfortunately, at this point, a lot of the stuff we're seeing being applied. Some people have been applying foliar insecticides to try to reduce the populations, and they're not having any impact.
Well, Adam, just a real quick thing, stored grain, probably get your, clean those bins and get treatments ready.
This is the time of year, if you've been hauling grain out, you want to make sure that you get the bin completely cleaned out, clean around the bin so you don't have any waste grain. And then if you had a problem or noticed some insect pests like the beetles in the bin as you're cleaning it, get a pre-treatment in there before you put new grain. A big thing is we don't recommend putting new grain on top of old grain, because if you do, that really increases those likelihoods of having an infestation of a pest. Once the grain starts getting in the bin, especially soybeans, we recommend watching those for any webbing on the top. That's that Indian meal moth. And if you start getting that, that can cause some heat and also mold issues in those bins as well.
Well, Adam, we got to go, but thank you for joining me. And we'll keep in touch with you on that gall midge as time goes on, because I think a lot of guys are going to be interested in that.
Yep, thanks a lot.